This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We've been working our way through the theological maze of Romans 11. Every time you think you have it all fit together, another question arises. We've asked if it's just a game with God, using us as mere robots. I've even used the term conundrum to describe what it feels like to pull it all together and hold it there. The term means any question or thing of a perplexing nature. Whatever our perception, the grand conclusion is that God's way ultimately wins. As impossible as it might seem for the rebellious Israelites to be recovered, Paul says in verse 23, God is able to graft them in again. That will be a win-win situation. Romans 11:12 and following, but if their transgression means riches for the world and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their fullness bring? For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. And just as you who were at one time disobedient to God have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. When I reflect on how God draws rebellious non-believers to himself, I begin to experience what Paul describes as he closes this chapter. It's as though he doesn't close his argument because he gets caught up in the wonder and splendor of God and his wisdom and humbly bows to worship him.